Now, if we could go to roll call for our regular LSB meeting.
All right, Tony Cox is absent. Joseph Davis, present. Mike Lewis.
Here.
Nisha Patel Adams. George Ryder.
Here.
Beth Smith.
Here.
Kevin White.
Yo.
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Alana Lon.
Present.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Adriana Casaneva.
Here.
Maria Elena Castellanos. Bill Collins. Don Cook.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Anissa Faruqi.
Here.
Hank Lamb.
Here.
Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Jerry Lynch.
Here.
Susie Moreno.
Here.
Susan Rodwan. Nancy Saibarno coming.
Present.
Deborah Shapto.
Here.
Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Dwayne Bradley.
Presente.
All right, we have quorum.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Secretary, I'd like to acknowledge that any minutes have been published, that you, to your knowledge.
I didn't have any since I'm.
Okay. All right, the agenda, are there any corrections or additions to the agenda? Yes, ma'am.
I have a MSRC report, so I'd like to move G up before development.
Okay, MSRC report.
And I'd also like to post it at 9:30, so we can start for that at 9:30.
Time start 9:30.
Sergeant.
I've heard a second that you take the.
And we need to be in an executive session for that.
I understand that the request has been made to move item
6G
to 6A.
And make it time certain for 9:30 and also move
to 6A. Well, I'm going to move it to 6-1, and we'll leave 6A there. And it's an executive session at time certain. What time?
9:30.
Are there any objections?
Well, what of executive session, though? That wasn't noticed.
Yes. Yes.
Say again.
It's not on the.
I don't think you have noticed.
Yes, it's involved. It's a KPFTX and it's KPFT.
The executive session?
Yes. So the part of the meeting will be executive session, and if there isn't there.
What wasn't in the agenda that we're sent out?
If you're going to go into executive session, you can put it at the end so the rest of us.
Right.
We are. 9:30. Yeah. 9:30. So that was consideration before the request. Now, I did hear a question. The question's been answered. Are there any objections to 6-1 at 9:30, sir? Mr. Rad, I saw your hand.
Yeah. Question about the motion of Joseph Davis to revisit Part B. There was a motion that Joseph submitted, which was in the minutes of the last meeting, which actually we should probably be approving. My question is that the motion we're talking about, and this is just shorthand for it, or is this a new motion?
Say management selection.
I didn't ask you. I asked the chair.
Well, the chair is going to defer the motion to the motioner. I mean, defer your question to the motioner.
Yeah, this is a shorthand for the original motion.
Thank you.
Now, do you have a point of order, a question, or what?
Yeah, if I don't mistake, the chair, isn't the chair of Management Selection Review Committee asking for?
No, it's a whole different motion that they're talking about.
I know, but we are in this one.
We've already approved her request. Her request was.
I think there was no objections. I think
her request was to 6-1. That's a done deal, Ms. Cassidy.
Well, the agenda. I had a question about the agenda.
So it was an overall question, but her issue has been dealt with and dispensed of.
Perfect.
I've dealt with and dispensed Mr. Ryder's question. Now, yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Point of information. I'm very confused. You're saying that we passed a resolution that we've approved on the agenda to go into executive session for item 6G. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
At what time?
9:30.
9:30 a.m.
You won't be here then.
Okay, and then the other question, and did we just vote on that just now?
There were no objections.
Okay, well, I'm going to get to it. Sorry, I stopped, somehow missed the vote. Okay, and then the other thing, I thought at our last meeting, we moved to go to Joseph Davis's motion to censure all persons, that this was set for a specific time at our meeting that we were going to go to it.
No, ma'am.
We didn't.
No such action is taken under this chair.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Now, with no other additions or subtractions, but we have no minutes.
Oh, okay.
So therefore.
Back to the agenda. In regard to new business item 10B.
10B?
Okay. Joseph Davis's motion.
You want to do what with it?
Well, I have not seen anything more specific than the accusations which were very vague.
Well, why don't you let us get to it?
Well, I'm wondering if it even needs to be on the agenda.
It is on the agenda, so that's a done deal. In other words, going back and forth about it at this point, what we're trying to do is approve the agenda. You've had questions about it. I'm trying to deal with your questions, but it's not coming off the agenda.
Okay. Well, does the chair, if the chair feels that the, as I expressed in our last meeting, I wanted to, if I was going to be accused of lying and misinformation, I wanted to about the accusation.
The chair has
observed. I mean, the attendant has been
approved. There's only that on the agenda, even that there's not a more specific accusation as to discussing it.
I think you'll have ample time to address your concern when we get that.
When we approve the agenda, we don't discuss the merits of the motion. So what is the agenda? We approve or not the agenda. We add or not the move, but we don't discuss the merits of the motion.
Bill?
Well, this is more of a question about minutes. This is actually the audio recording. If you have the, Joseph, or if somebody has the audio recording from the March meeting, I'll be glad to upload it. I uploaded all the other meetings, the audio from this year. But I got the others from Susan. She didn't have March. If somebody has an audio recording from March, I'll be glad to upload it to the KPFDA.
Okay, thank you for your point, but I want to move the agenda.
Well, it's...
Okay. The fact of the matter is that we've heard the concerns, we've made the adjustments. Now, if we can get to the meat of it, we are at KPFT recognition.
But you brought the agenda as amended.
Okay, are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we're at KPFT recognition.
I have a point of information, which is, what is our official policy about recording these meetings? Who's doing it, and where does it get recorded?
Well, ever since, let me give you the history of it. When I became a member of the PNB, Bill would drag out all this equipment and stream it. So when Gold became chair, Bill stopped.
I didn't stream.
Well, you had all the equipment. You were responsible for that. And I always argued that since, nobody heard me, but anyway, there are no process or procedures.
So sometimes people record it for themselves and sometimes they don't.
Well, we have none. We didn't have any then. It was just his goodwill doing it. Go ahead.
We, since 2013, Robert Mark was the chair, and we had problems. Tag was receiving the equipment from Bill, and the equipment.
Well, it worked.
Broke. I don't know what happened.
No, it worked.
No, that's why in May of that year you couldn't record the meeting. Yes. And then I volunteered in a special digital recording, and since then, by Robert Mark, we were recording. I was giving the recording to him. Every year, the secretary normally is the one that records the meetings. That's what, right? Melinda was the secretary during a long time, and that's the way that it was.
I don't want to go back and forth.
To clarify.
Please, let's not do that right now, because that is not on the agenda. And I keep referring to folk talking about we don't get anything done, or we don't get through agendas, and it's the main ones who are talking about stuff off the agenda. So, what is on the agenda before us is the KPFT recognitions. Are there any KPFT recognitions? I'll start with him.
Yeah, Lisa Blaylock did a 9-week deal where every week she announced KPFT at Last Concert Cafe on Monday nights called Battle of the Mic. And actually, I was a judge the whole time, so she also plugged her show, the prison show, Electro Love Radio show, because Bucky and Marietta were there several times. And, you know, a lot of people heard about KPFT that, you know, some of them didn't know about it. So, kudos to Lisa.
Bravo.
Next. All right.
Oh, I got one.
Go ahead.
I want to acknowledge Shannon McKerchie, who is the ward op, who actually is not responsible for the time that I'm doing the show. But she has done yeoman duty in being able to download, which I sometimes get it really late. She's done her very best to get it downloaded and put on wireless so that it's ready to go for the show. And I want to acknowledge her for doing that. And it's duty above and beyond what she's being paid for.
I'd like to thank Hank for fundraising and putting some sort of function in this completely useless organization.
Bill?
I want to recognize Teresa first for organizing the fundraiser we have this coming Saturday in Millbend to benefit for KPFT with Roy Zimmerman. Hope everybody goes. And also Sandy Weinman and whoever else helped with the fundraiser last Saturday at Dan Electro's. I mean, at a concert.
It was
Dan Electro's, sorry. I didn't go, but I heard good things about it.
Yeah.
Ted?
I would like to recognize Ben DeSoto, who really ran the operation. He wasn't there the whole time, but he ran the operation that videotaped all the speakers at the ARDC conference, and he has made that recording available to Houston Media Source, and I will email those documents to you so that you can view it even if you did not attend.
Next.
I kind of just want to go off of what George Ryder was saying. I just want to thank the staff. There's not really any in here, but I do want to thank the KPFC staff for everything that y'all do. I know it's probably not a very thankful job sometimes. So.
Next.
That's Kevin Lee.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank Bob Lardner for going out of his way doing the boards for almost every single video broadcast we do, except for the things I do myself. Appreciate it.
All
right. Any questions?
Yeah, I'd like to, I want to acknowledge every one of you local station board members for taking these packs of 10 Amy Goodman raffle tickets and utilizing them in a good way to benefit KPFT, whether that's to purchase them or exercise your contacts within the constituencies that have sent you to the KPFT board, and also acknowledging the reality that perhaps there may be some of you who are not in a position to access your constituencies or your personal wealth to handle 10 of these tickets, in which case that is perfectly fine and you can return them to us. But thanks to all of you for helping to make KPFT successful.
Next.
Yes, ma'am. I want to acknowledge Ted putting that ADRC conference together. I think that's really good. I wasn't able to attend, but I've attended one and I've participated in one that he was put together before. And I think it's very useful for the community and its outreach to folks that would normally not get involved with KPFT, and it's a way of reaching out to them. So thank you, Ted.
Very good. Yes?
Oh, thank you, everybody who did the raffle ticket last time. It was $18,000.
That's for the Amy Good?
Yeah.
Oh, really? We didn't get that announcement.
I think it was 12.
It was 18,000, Robin said.
I'd like to acknowledge the guys over at Conscious Mindset. That's a Sunday night program. They seem to have been out in the community last night playing up KPFT, trying to recruit and using KPF as a conduit of organizing the community. And I think that probably was a residual of the program that Ted put on, the future, the past, and the present. And I think there are benefits that, because it is on tape, it's being placed on YouTube, some programmers should take up excerpts to hear what the people had to say about their experiences, life experiences with KPFT, and why they are coming back, or why they left, and why they need it, why they don't need it. So having said that, I acknowledge that effort, and there are residual benefits that we are receiving from it. Now, going... Well, we've been to you before.
I think I
can figure out the idea here is expediting the time, so you had a chance. We'll go right ahead.
Well, I also want to acknowledge from Governor for doing my show. When I'm there, he's behind he's at the board. He can actually figure out how to work it, which I find very difficult myself. Does it admirably, and does
yeah,
it...
Yeah, if I could just give him the look up about 627 or 727.
Okay, Ms. Cousin. Ms. Cousin.
Yeah, normally I don't want to jump in the environment, but we need to recognize Mr. Robert Garner because of the work that he's doing. Not only the controls, permanently there. The garden.
It's a fixture.
I mean, is it, you know.
It's a free cup of coffee.
It's incredible. It's incredible, the garden that he's keeping there. He really works. He's always there for everybody. And normally we don't recognize him that much.
Let's give him a hand. Pacifica National Board report.
Can I do one more too? Real quick?
I guess.
Okay, I want to recognize Rhonda. I asked Robin about several months ago. How do we get our fulfillment rate up so high? We're much higher than any other station, I think. And she said it was because of Rhonda. She knows how to get lapsed members and people whose credit card numbers can go through to get them back in the system, and I wish all of our stations were doing that better.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned. Yes, sir.
I'd like to acknowledge Dwayne Bradley here on the 30th deadline for the elections are coming up. I have been for a week asking the membership department if I was a current member of Pacifica. And finally, Dwayne came up and gave me somebody to access it, and sure enough, I lapsed, so I got to become a full, substantiated member, and I really appreciate that, Dwayne, because I probably, if I had waited on the membership department, I wouldn't be in this election. So thank you, Dwayne.
Happy to help.
Very good.
What is the deadline?
Now we are at the Pacifica National Board report. I have four members here, I believe. So why don't y'all start 3 minutes, 4 minutes each. Start with the junior. Oh, she's gone.
Coming back.
The senior. That leaves Bill and who else?
Wesley.
So Wesley, I think you're probably the most junior now.
How's the lawsuit going?
Lawsuits. I'm going to start with him. He probably has less to say than
what? Yeah, I probably do have less to say. I would like to know where the suit is going, though. We're still waiting patiently. Still waiting patiently for managers to cooperate with the chief financial officer. And, I don't know. We're playing a waiting game. I don't see that we're you know, handling things as best we can, but we can't make, how can we make people give, how do we make them, people pay their central services? I mean, how do you do that? We're working on it. That's all I can tell you. That's my report.
Okay, Bill, it's on you.
Okay, well, did everybody get the little written report I sent out? I emailed it yesterday, and I passed them out before the meeting started. Anybody over here?
I need a copy. Thank you.
There you go. You know, I mostly wanted just to answer questions. Our finances are just really serious. They're really in bad shape. And Duncan can just take this and pass it around wherever you want. And I'm really disturbed that it's like we have no plans for the impending doom, and the PMA majority doesn't seem to want to talk about it. And we do have another meeting scheduled tomorrow, PMA meeting, but there's an executive session for an hour and a half first, and those usually run overtime, so I'm not sure there'll be much time in the open session with to discuss this or anything else, because there's other things that we'll probably be talking about too. There's no agenda out yet, so I don't know. But questions?
Yeah, Jerry. Okay, so at the bottom of the page there, it says, after the PNB majority refused again at last month's PNB meeting to allow discussion of Pacifica's finance crisis, is this true, that the majority of the board is actually refusing to discuss Pacifica's financial crisis?
Yes, what I was talking about was I and a few of us in the minority faction made several attempts to add to the agenda discussion of this, and also some specific motions, and even to move the CFO report up so that we'd actually get to it, because it was way down on the agenda. And the majority voted down all those.
Okay, well, I'd like to, I mean, that obviously as an accusation would sound completely absurd and unreasonable on the majority's report. And I'd like to, Venetia's here, for instance, I'd like to hear from our members who I guess are on the majority report. Is it true that you all are refusing to allow any discussion of the quote, to allow discussion of Pacifica's financial crisis and what we might do
now,
about it.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to suspend this time. Are you directing this question not to him, but to the other two?
Well,
everybody.
Bill has made this allegation, and so he's spoke as a member of the minority. So since we have some members of the so-called majority, I'd like to ask them to resist.
Okay,
this is a charge that sounds absurd.
So thank you, first of all, for referring it to it as a so-called majority. Because I agree on that. So, which paragraph specifically are you talking about?
The last paragraph, the one that's in bold, that you all have refused to allow a discussion of Pacifica's financial.
There is actually a meeting scheduled for the 14th, I believe, that is specific to discussing the financial crisis, the financial issues at Pacifica. That's scheduled for July the 14th. And as far as refusing to attend the meeting,
this is a lot of discussion.
So supposedly emails were sent out asking PNB members when they could attend this special meeting that was scheduled on the 26th. I never got that email, and I was also never called to be part of the meeting. So I can only speak for myself. I didn't refuse to attend any meeting. And again, saying that no one's allowing the discussion is false. Like I said, there's a special meeting dedicated to that on the 14th of July.
Yeah, I would like to echo, too, if I may speak. I didn't receive a phone call either. And who are these people on the minority faction that aren't even PNB members? I don't understand your group. I don't understand why we weren't invited. I really need to go back and listen to see what you're saying, but it seems to me like a tool of propaganda for the minority. But then I'm making an accusation, and I'm going to step back from that. And I think it's BS.
Okay, Venetia?
Yeah,
sorry, Adriana.
Adriana.
Well, clearly, you know, you see it here. People refuse. They keep talking and talking, and instead of 5 minutes, they keep adding time in order to. Then they cry. I ask all of you to pay attention to the recorders. I'll see how many times everybody takes and how many times the motion go back and forth and keep adding new motion knowing that it's not happening. But it's worse than that. With this meeting, what happened is they call a meeting. Some of us didn't, first of all, work. I mean, I never received a question if I will be able to attend that special meeting. They didn't have quorum in that special meeting. And then they decide to use the same time. They got another number that no one of us have the option to call.
Code number.
You have a phone number and a code. I mean, that is illegal by itself because it's not any open meeting okay. that can be if all the members doesn't have the option to go in that meeting. I didn't have the option. Okay.
We said 3 minutes per person, and he wants to speak, and you think you've made your point. Go ahead, one more minute. Go ahead. Do you want to continue?
He has a question. He has a whole report, and I have the right to answer. This meeting that they are talking about is just propaganda, and they brought people that were not even CMB members to that meeting. Okay? And they posted there, and they are saying, the others didn't come. No! Yes!
Bill, she misrepresented the entire situation.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. You are the chair?
I am the chair. I'm calling on Bill. And then I'm calling on Kevin, and then I'm calling on George, and then I'm calling on Hank.
Okay, well, I encourage you to
and
listen.
And we have 1 minute apiece.
I encourage, well, you know, Dwayne said that my time was suspended, so I'm going back to my time, but I'll try to be brief. I encourage you all to listen to the PMB meeting recordings, and also ask the chair why he's refusing to allow release of the recording of the sort of what happened before the, well, when we were trying to get quorum for that June 26th meeting. The problem with the June 26th meeting was that the majority just boycotted it, basically. You know, there were multiple emails sent to the PMB list. If you didn't get it, then you're not getting any PMB email. I sent it to the PMB list. A few people replied back saying, let's don't schedule it when there's another meeting. I sent out 3 dates. Nobody objected to the state. Absolutely nobody on the PMB. I scheduled it. It was noticed. I sent out a reminder to the PMB. Michael Novick, who's the procedure's been since February, he calls everybody. We don't call in. He calls all of us. He said he tried to call everybody. Didn't get an answer for you. You know, it's the same number you got, and you did everything you could do. You should ask if they released that recording so you know what went on then. And then Lydia Brisson, who was the IED, somehow she seemed to know there was going to be a boycott because she emailed me before the meeting after. There were a couple of people who said they couldn't make it. She said if there's not quorum, sort of a veiled threat, you can't use specific resources to stream a meeting that doesn't achieve quorum. Even though we've streamed working groups and task forces and other meetings in the past too. But anyway, then Tony also insisted on saying the same thing. He's the chair of the meeting. So because of that, after about 30 minutes or more, which I hope you can listen to if they're released, the recording, then we agreed to hang up. We used another conference on call service. Everybody that wanted to be on the call was there. You know, you shouldn't complain because you were not, you chose not to attend the first meeting. And we did include the directors from WBAI who have been excluded since January. And, you know, it was a working group meeting, effectively. We didn't have quorum. And we actually got some work done. We actually had a really good discussion on the suggestions. They're compiled, and that meeting audio is available too.
Bill, if this is any indication of how fairly you play, I asked you to keep your comments to 1 minute. I gave you two. Kevin?
I heard about this meeting as a non-PNB member 10 days before it happened. I mean, if I know about it, then everyone should be knowing about it. I don't. Well, can you please let me speak? I have a point of information. Why is Adriana allowed to talk 1/3 of this meeting without being stopped?
Would you continue speaking?
All right.
You've got 1 minute.
I'm basically saying that there's a majority on the PNB who are set out to bring us to bankruptcy. There's people in this board who are a part of that majority. They mask it into civil rights language, which probably fools the dumber among us. but there is actually sulfur-inducing evil on the majority of that board, trying to bring the rest of the stations down so the California stations can survive.
No, it's not. Listen, I left the room. There should have been no assumptions. You were supposed to speak next. Now, what's going to happen is we've got 4 minutes left in this section, and it was a back and forth, but it was supposed to be each PNB member have a report and response to the members. Has anyone not spoken or asked a question?
Yeah, I
have a question.
I haven't asked a question.
Can we start with Nancy and then Teresa, because they haven't spoken a lot.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I just want to ask a quick question, Bill. Was the CFO involved in that meeting?
Yes. Yeah, he was invited and he did participate, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Hank?
George was next.
Okay. Hank?
George was next, then me.
Go ahead, George.
Well, I think we need to separate questions and interpretation from questions of what happened. I gather from Bill, what happened is, at a meeting prior to the one that's been mostly discussion, Bill or some other people made several attempts on the agenda, if I heard correctly, moving up the CFO's report, and there were two other things, I suppose. Did that happen, and did in fact the majority vote against that? That's independent of what interpretation you make about that. Did that happen?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh. Well, I just want to point out that the members of...
Question?
I didn't give a question to react.
Everybody's been allowed to speak.
Oh, hold on, Hank.
And it wasn't all questions.
My question was, as a statement of fact, is what Bill said correct, which is to say that the minority members attempted to move up the CFO's report so that it would actually be considered.
Okay, in effect, the other CFO members, was that what happened?
Please finish.
Well, you didn't have the floor in the first place.
You asked me to speak.
No, but I wanted a clarification of whether or not there was a question. And you clarified that, in effect, was a question. Now, the members who were given the question will have an opportunity to respond. Go right ahead.
Well, actually, can I ask Adriana and Wesley and also Bill, and that whatever instance that happened, if the majority of the people on the PNB voted to not move up the CFO's report, did we get to the CFO's report during this supposed meeting? Is my question to them.
No, it was last week, last Thursday.
Bill first, yes or no?
No, we didn't get to it.
Okay, Wesley, yes or no? Did we get to it?
Of the CFO's report?
Okay, Adriana, did we get to
it? Every time we get to the CFO report, every time. And what he just said, he said, the question, I have the right to ask a question. My question is, Bill, why the CFO, you and selected people have a number to call and call, and we didn't?
Because Lydia and Tony told us we cannot use
why
that
your
specific
meeting?
Phone number.
Your meeting.
Use that.
The one
that's fine. That's the reason.
Excuse me. You, please.
That's the reason.
You got order. I don't want to hear from the gallery. That's 8:30 to 9 o'clock. Now, PNB members are the only ones being recognized right now, because they're going back and forth to answer questions. I believe you had an opportunity to ask that question. You asked the question. So do you have any further comments? We have 1 minute and 30 seconds left in this.
I have three questions. The first one is, are these majority-minority positions intractable? And if they're not, why do we keep hearing these words, majority-minority, and why the hell can't we get the four people from Houston to be working together to resolve this problem that we all want resolved? That's question number one. Number two, forget about the past meetings. When are the future meetings scheduled? Are you all working together, the four people from Houston? Is it being properly noticed, et cetera, et cetera? And if not, why not? And lastly, is this information about the Pacifica Foundation being produced on the air of all of the Pacifica radio stations so that our members know what the hell is going on, so that they can be alerted to the fact that this thing may go down
before they even know about it.
Quickly,
if you can't say yes to what I'm talking about, why not?
Quickly, three questions.
I hope we can start working together, and I hope that the other people on the BNB can start working together, because...
Second question.
I forget, what was number two?
Future meetings.
We have one tomorrow.
Third question.
But there's no agenda out, so I haven't seen. They're typically, we only get the agenda just a few hours before.
Is it being announced on the air?
Probably not. I don't know.
Is the information about the financial distress that this foundation under is
I don't think so.
Well, why the hell not?
Answer, no, you don't think so. Next, first question, why? And can people work together? Why are they not working together, four people?
I hope that we can work together, but we need to work with facts.
Future meeting. Any future meeting scheduled?
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow we have.
Okay, has it been broadcast, the financial problems?
I think it starts at 9, problems? Right?
You need to ask the general manager why they are not complying with the CPB.
Next, why and can the four of you work together? You may as well use the can response.
I hope we can work together.
9 p.m. it starts.
I don't know. I don't know. Bill refuses to acknowledge me as a member. I think he thinks I'm illegally occupying this seat.
I've never said anything about that.
I think we're clear about that response. There are future meeting questions, so you don't have to answer that. Third, do you believe it's being discussed, the financial depravity and bad situation that's in the...
On air.
Yeah, it's being discussed.
On the air?
Oh,
on the air?
Yeah.
No.
Right from whom? Clarify that question.
PSAs, announcements, the manager with his...
Well, I can answer that. No.
Why not?
Okay, next question, Cliff.
Why do we avoid talking to Dwayne Bradley like he doesn't exist in the room?
Because it's not supposed to be a back and forth with the manager. That's
what
coming up next.
Back and forth with everybody in here.
If you look at your agenda, you'll find that there is a specific time set aside to engage the manager. Now, thank God he's here this meeting, so we'll maybe even extend his time if y'all want to. But y'all want to go back and forth about the PNB before you get to
the. We ain't going to do anything about the PNB. We might be able to do something with the manager.
Okay.
And when I was on the PNB, the practice of the majority at the time was to have meetings the night before the PNB meeting to discuss strategy and how to control the meetings. Are those continuing, PNB members?
That's really not unusual.
Well,
we're here tonight. Excluding the minority.
I'm excluded by the majority, so I don't know what they're doing.
General manager's report, 15 minutes.
Point of information, did you get the answer to your question?
General manager's report, yes. 15 minutes, please.
It's not the minority is not being included.
That's really
included.
Not a point of information. Go ahead.
Sure. I also have an answer to
it.
We have it.
Right on.
Yeah.
It ain't going to change.
Now 59.
It's late.
Well, you're right.
We have a rule. 9:59 is what one member walked in here for, and I stated that from the get. That we got a 9:59 rule.
And what time?
9:11.
Thank you very much.
The building's about to come down.
Deb is on Eastern Time, so.
Hey, that's the advantage of living in two different time zones, okay?
But it falls under the head.
All right. Now, what we are is the general manager's report. I haven't started the clock yet.
The manager's report?
I believe you have the manager's report in front of you.
Thank you.
I believe that, Dwayne, when did you publish it online?
I'm sure they have read it.
Yeah, we read it.
Okay. I appreciate that. I kind of contemplated putting a prize somewhere in the report just to see if anybody would actually read it all the way to the bottom and give somebody a T-shirt or something if they would a called me first. I figured I might go a couple months with that shirt. But I'm really concerned about the financial situation of not KPFT so much as I am the network itself. I'm unable to get a lot of information from our national office because it doesn't seem to be a there. The CFO appears to me, from my interactions with him, to be extremely competent, and yet I don't believe he's being given the due respect that someone with his expertise has, and I don't believe that he's being cooperated with, as far as I can tell, by the majority of the PMB. I know we have two members on the National Finance Committee, Adriana and Joseph, as the treasurer from this body, are members of the National Finance Committee. I would hope that we could get a bit more an exposition of what's really going on from them, lacking that, and not having much success getting that through weekly meetings with the general managers and program directors and national office staff, including the executive director and the CFO and other folks at what are called the leadership level of the Pacifica hirelings. We have to report to you that I don't know if there is a New York anymore. There was no New York on this week's call. I haven't heard from the manager from New York in a month. I don't know that anybody in New York has. You try to call New York, good luck. The program director from WBAI was on our call last week on her cell phone because they haven't had telephones. Verizon cut New York off almost a month ago. That to me is, we hear people talking about the dire straits that Pacifica is in and people talking about rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Maybe I'm a little bit more pedestrian, maybe it's because I grew up watching cartoons, but I think that we are truly, at this point in time, we are Wile E. Coyote, and we've already run off the cliff. There's a little dust cloud around us, and it's dissipating, and soon we're going to see that there's a Grand Canyon below us, and we have a couple seconds left before that dust cloud dissipates to sort of pull that cartoon maneuver and maybe make it back and hang on to the cliff and climb back. That's how I feel, week to week to week to week, and it's been going on for a real long time. I've asked to have a separate session where there can be an actual there can actually be some straight talk where the managers and the CFO are all on the same call, all at the same time, and he can lay out some hard truths, and we can have some interaction with each other without having a dozen other people listening in on the call, and he, the CFO, and we, the general managers, can feel that we can really speak our mind with our colleagues and try and get to the bottom of what the hell we can do, and if there's anything we can do to save Pacifica, because it sure doesn't seem that way to me. I am not privy to a lot of things that any of you who have ever been on the PMB have gotten to hear, because I get kicked off those calls. I'm just a hired hand. And you can say whatever the hell you want to say about me, and many of you have. And that's all fine. I've been doing my level best for the better part of 15 years, and I've volunteered in the movement to save this radio station for this city for many, many years before that. And this is killing me to watch what's happening to KPFT because of who we are associated with and how we have struggled so hard to fight to get this radio station back, and we immediately turned in on ourselves and created that mythical but very, very real circular firing squad that progressive movements are prone to. And we've been suffering from that for well nigh 15 years now. I don't have any answers for you. I wish you had some answers for me. But I know that we're in a world of hurt right now. I know that KPFT has $8,410 in the bank right now. And we owe bills, and we are going into a fund drive early, and we need you to sell raffle tickets, and we're hanging on to our little piece of that edge of that cliff. And I don't know that even if we excel, even if we go orders of magnitude beyond what we hope to do here in Houston, whether we can save this thing that we are part of. Because I think it's that far gone. I used to jokingly talk about New York being the towering inferno. It's way beyond that. It's like ashes and cinders at this point, as far as I know. WPFW, the new guy there is doing his level best, but that place is, they have no money. They're not going to be able to pay payroll at the end of this month. They're not going to have any money to pay their health care bill. That brings at least two or three other units down with it. Okay, and that's just for those of us on the east side of the Rockies. So, you know, this is not a pleasant time to be trying to keep this little old radio station that could afloat. You know, and when I hear all the acrimony in this room, when I hear the people, you know, people who we should be colleagues, and instead we're just ripping each other up, we're just casting aspersions, we're reading, you know, the worst motives into everything everybody has to say. We're seeing, you know, shadows in every corner, and everybody's seeing a conspiracy, and everybody's pointing fingers, instead of lifting each other up. It, you know, we're spending money we don't have to do things we can't afford to do. And, you know, okay, here's what I have suggested, and, you know, I'll go on the record and tell y'all. I think that the only solution is for us to voluntarily go into bankruptcy, and if we don't volunteer to do it, we're going to be dragged into it sooner than later, because that is nearly inevitable. And if it's not inevitable, I wish somebody who knew the finance situation and has been privy to executive sessions that I get kicked out of would tell me the truth, so that we could, you know, maybe create a little bit better morale inside the little old house where everybody's wondering what the hell's going on and how much longer we can keep doing it.
Okay,
before we pull the plug.
We're at 7.5 minutes of your 15, so I want to take a
I'm sure it'll be extended.
We can't extend it. 4 minutes, but we've got a certain 9:30 time we're going to go to.
Okay.
So that's why I'm going to go ahead and maybe use these next 10 minutes, which will give you a total of 20 maybe. And have questions around the table.
Okay, thanks.
All right, well, talking about recognition, I think we should give Dwayne Bradley recognition for some honest talks. I mean, that's the type of stuff that I want to hear about instead of all this little stuff. I mean, bless everybody's heart, but what difference does it make if somebody's a member for another month, I mean, on the board for another month or two, or whether someone can go to the station or not go to the station? How does all this type of little shit matter, excuse the word, If what Dwayne is saying is correct, that we need to be talking on this level, even at this board, even if this whole thing is going down, instead of all this little piddly stuff? And I think it's a disgrace if Dwayne Bradley says he doesn't have the access to the info, and we have board members here. I don't care whether the majority, the minority, or whatever. I mean, why don't you all have meetings with Dwayne so he can find out, even if the news is bad? I mean, whole thing is a relatively new board member drives me crazy. I mean, Bill's people claiming that various factions are trying to bankrupt the organization on purpose and whatever, and both sides are claiming more or less the same thing. That's the important stuff, not all the little stuff that happens here. And I think it's a disgrace that Dwayne Bradley actually can't get access to their finances. And is there any of our, I would ask our board members, is there some reason why, even though you don't have all the numbers, you can't give it to Wayne Bradley? That's all.
Okay, to the two seniors. Go ahead, and then you, Bill.
Well, the first thing is, remember, they have more information than they want that we have. Every Wednesday, they have the call, the leadership meetings, that they have all the general managers, the CFO, the executive director, the directors from, or the manager from PRI and the affiliates. And the good thing here is he is refusing some of the information too. I don't have, I'm still asking for information. What information he doesn't have? He talked to the CFO every Wednesday. What do I mean? Who's refusing giving him information? Maybe you can volunteer who's refusing that, and I will take care that that will not happen anymore. But put yourself in the same situation and answer questions.
1 minute, Bill.
Well, the most disturbing thing is there's no plan. There's nothing secret because there's no, well, we haven't heard it anyway. And have no plans to deal with any of this stuff. I assume Lydia is sharing information with you. If not, I'll be glad to send you what I get from our CFO. We're not getting anything from Lydia. But I mean, it's basically public, you know, CFO reports and financial statements and stuff like that. I assumed you were getting that. But if not, I'll be glad to send it to you.
Next.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
With all due respect, Mr. Bradley, when I came in as a board member, you were one of the first people, in fact, the first person that approached me with negative things about different people on the board, which I didn't even know. I would like to say that because it's true, and you're not the only one. Grant that, you're not the only one, but you were the first one that approached me. Me being you and not knowing anything, that was not a good impression. And secondly, I think you have always been involved in the financial part of it. At least you've always provided us with these, and even with other financial people that were involved, you've always been involved, so I don't know why you're saying that you're not involved. Is there something that you don't know that you didn't really say in that time?
There are multiple layers of things that I don't know, and there are things that I can't say and won't say in a public session, certainly. The largest part of it is the inability of, since we are tied to each other financially and we've been witnessing the network deteriorating for years now, not getting straight information from CFOs, from executive directors, and from national board members who are privy to meetings with legal counsel. I'm talking more at the national level than here on the local level.
Well,
sure, I've been involved
in our
budget.
We need to know that you're talking more on the national level because it gives the impression
it
that
did sound.
Just the people here at KPFT. And, I mean, this isn't the first time that we're falling short. This has been happening for years.
I was up. My hand was up.
I'm going around the table, so I don't know if I'm going to get over there because of the 9:30 constraint. Now, I alternated going back and forth this table. Now, are there any other questions on this side?
I'm
sorry.
I can go back to 2002 when I'm talking about how we fought to get this and have been fighting since.
It's been going on for at least, I've been here for, this is my third time on the board, and it was going on before me. So it's not just this board or this financial chair or maybe the next one. It's been going on for a long time, so it's
right.
Finally collapsing. It's correct.
Right, and my conclusion is that we struggled, we fought, we built these unwieldy bylaws that were going to be built by very damaged, hurt people who were righteously hurt, and built 50 pages worth of stuff that were going to make it impossible for anybody to be hurt the way we had been hurt in the 90s, and built it very well, and have made this thing impossible to fix, and have created essentially a new form of government that doesn't work.
The next question.
Which has started with old members.
I'm going to have to go to the next question.
I don't expect you necessarily to have the most accurate answer in the world. When we're looking at the collapse of our New York station, just your opinion, and if you don't get it right, that says one thing, but what did they do wrong?
That's a good question.
They negotiated an extension to the lease of the Empire State Building in the dark and saddled Pacifica with an escalator clause of debt that is killing us on top of the previous lease that had been engaged in to move from Hell's Kitchen to Wall Street, which was also a financial burden from hell that was a 15-year long-term note that we only got out of because Hurricane Sandy beat the shit out of that building and allowed an escape clause to be used. Otherwise, we'd still be under that one, too. So those two things, I think, which were, you know, built by the first one by people long before any of us in this room were involved,
And the second one was done by people who were on the national board.
Next question.
Me?
Yes.
So here it says that you collected 70% of the budget goal for listener support this year. Is that referring to up until December of this year?
No, this is for the, no, we talk in fiscal years.
Okay.
Up until what month? July?
The fiscal year ends on September 30th.
Is that relative to your question that you collected 70% and there's 2 months left in the fiscal year? You understand that? Okay.
There's three, actually.
Okay. About 4 months left in the fiscal year. Next question.
I would like to know if we can have access to the phones either a week before or a week after the fund drive.
The mini that he's referring to?
Yeah, the upcoming mini fund drive, so that we can call whomever the development office recommends that we call to solicit. Can you direct the people who are answering the phones to, if they are willing, to make outgoing phone calls when the phones are not ringing, so that they are soliciting money from a list of people that you think are likely to present money to KPFG?
I will talk to Robin Lewis about that, and you're welcome to talk to her as well, Ted, as you have.
Is there a motion to extend? It's going to require two-thirds. If I hear a motion to extend, let's have a vote. It requires two-thirds present. Those in favor, raise your hands.
One behind you.
Why?
That's the problem when you don't sit at the table, but I got you.
The hell with you.
Well, how the hell can I see behind you then?
I heard the rest.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I count 12. Those opposed? 1, motion carries. 2, 3, 4, motion carries.
How much time are we spending?
I thought it was 13.
No, we need two-thirds. Now, that motion was to extend, but again, it was a flawed motion because it wasn't a motion to extend for a certain time. So let's try it again.
Is this a motion to extend the whole meeting?
The motion to extend this report.
It's 9:30.
This time. Motion to, that's why we're going through this exercise, Mr. White. We need a two-thirds vote to extend, or we going back to our agenda. Now, that you understand, how many minutes do you want to extend?
10 minutes.
Motion to extend 10 minutes.
I second.
Those in favor, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Those opposed?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Motion carries.